And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner visiting today with Norwalk Volleyball Coach John Fulton for a coach's playbook. John, first of all, we'll just talk about your coaching history. How long have you been coaching and where have been some of your previous stops?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm entering my 14th year of teaching, and I've coached a sport all 14 of those years, whether that's volleyball, I've coached golf, I've been a speech coach. I've done junior high baseball, so I've done a lot of different coaching throughout my time. I started up in this a really small school up in northwest Iowa called Grettinger-Terrell, graduating class of like 20 kids. And it was just something I wanted to do to get to be a part of the community. So, you know, when there was an opening for an assistant volleyball coach in the very first fall that I got there, I did it because I wanted to be a part of the school. I wanted to be a part of the community. And so, you know, for 5 years up there, I coached a lot of different things. I was the head coach there for the last 2 years up for volleyball there that I was at Grettinger. Moved to Perry and spent 6 years there. I was the head coach for 5 years at Perry and then moved to Norwalk here in year three. So, you know, I've dwindled my coaching down here, I think, the last 5-6 years or so, but it's always something I've wanted to do to just be involved in the school and give back to these kids that work really hard in a lot of different things.
So when it comes to volleyball, what's your favorite aspect of coaching the sport? Is it more the X's and O's side, the strategy, or is it the relationships that you build and watching the kids kind of grow and learn?
Yeah, it's always been the relationships for me. I've really always enjoyed practices. I've really always enjoyed just, you know, building some of those bonds and having, you know, inside jokes at practices, at games, and watching these kids have fun. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's what we want high school sports to be about, is having fun. The thing I love most about just volleyball as a sport, and, you know, I've kind of talked with other coaches and different athletes about this too, but, you know, it's built in so there's no, the next set isn't determined by the last set, right? So if we lose 25-10, right, get blown out in set one, well, it's not like we're starting down 15 points the next set. We always have another opportunity to do something different in set two, right? So like in football in halftime, if you're down 35-0, that's you're starting the second half down 35 points. So in volleyball, I like that you always get another shot, you always get to try something new, and you get to start over almost every chance you can. So I think that's my favorite part about volleyball.
It's preseason now, season opener just around the corner. How does your average practice change from now until you get ready for regionals in terms of maybe how you balance the conditioning, the skill work that you do, and then scrimmaging each other?
Yeah, so the first, you know, we're right in the midst of week two here. These girls have been working hard all summer, but here in official week two practice is just a lot of evaluating where our skills are, right? So, and I think that differs from team to team. Last year we had a lot of returners, so you knew going into the season what you needed to work on to improve from the year before. This year, lots of new faces, lots of new positions up for grabs. Our coaching staff spends a lot of time evaluating skills in these first two practices. We have done significantly less rotation work here these first 2 weeks than I've ever really done, to really identify, all right, what do these girls need to work on? What does our team need to build? So as we get into, you know, games, right, we have Dowling here next Tuesday. As we get into games, as we get into the season, as we get into the postseason, we really know our strengths so we can further improve those to be a step ahead of everybody. And then we know our weaknesses too, so we can continue to refine those.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk Volleyball Coach John Fulton on a Coach's Corner. Let's talk about formations in volleyball. I know the main two in high school is the 6-2 and the 5-1. Can you kind of explain the differences between the two and what determines which one you kind of stick with?
Yeah, so the first number is the number of hitters. The second number is the number of setters you have in your rotation. So Norwalk, we've run both. We've run a 6-2 with two setters. We have three hitters across the front row in every rotation. A 6-2 really gives you a lot of different offensive capabilities because you're always going to have three hitters available somewhere, right? You're always going to have an outside, a middle, a right side ready to attack somewhere. You know, I've run a lot of the 5-1 in my coaching career. You know, the last 2 years here at Norwalk, we've run the 5-1. where, you know, your setter will stay in all the way around. So you lose an offensive weapon when she gets to the front row, but we always teach our setters that they can be weapons too. But it really gives you a little bit more consistency because you're keeping that same setter the entire game. And so, like, if you have a setter that's built that rapport with all of her hitters, you know, she's not getting taken out every three rotations. So both are, you know, there's pros and cons to both. You'll see a lot at the state tournament, you know. So when we ran into Clear Creek, they ran a 6-2, but, you know, Indianola ran a 5-1, Norris Scott ran a 5-1. So, like, it really just kind of depends on the personnel you have. So, but it's great to see that, you know, those two offensive systems are still present, I think, in our game.
How about serving-wise? Who calls out the serves from your bench? What are the different kinds of serves and locations that you go for? And then what all goes into a call? Is it more about the server, what the opposing team's back row looks like, or the score in the situation?
Yeah, so I don't give numbers. I have an assistant coach that usually will call out spot serves, and all of our players can hit spots. And what it comes down to is just kind of, you know, what the other team has, right? So if they're hiding a setter in the back row, like, let's create some confusion and serve in that spot. If we want to, the other team has a really good outside hitter, we want to make them pass first before they can just transition to hit. So, like, for example, if we, you know, last year we had Noelle Sutcliffe pulling back for serve receive. Well, team served at her a lot because, A, we had really good defensive specialists besides her, but, you know, they wanted to make Noelle pass first, then transition, then hit. So, you know, she got a lot of serve receive balls at her last year, and she did a great job. But, you know, sometimes that's just one more thing for a player to think about. If they have to pass first before they go hit, you know, some things can go weird. And so we like to do the same thing when we call our numbers. Is if there's a hitter that we want to take out of the rotation, we'll serve at her. We'll serve short. We'll make her move a little bit before she goes and hits. So,
how has the libero changed the game of high school volleyball since it came in, what, about 20 years ago now?
Yeah. I've never coached without the libero, but I think the libero, you know, allows you to keep a true defensive specialist out there. I think it allows, you know, girls to play more volleyball than maybe, you know, aren't 6-foot outside hitters or something like that. But it allows us really to game plan serve receive when you can keep one really good serve receive passer out there all six rotations.
And last thing I want to talk to you about is timeouts. You get three of them per set, correct?
Two
per set.
Yep.
So not a lot to work with there. What determines how quickly you're going to use one if you're down 5-0, 6-0? I know you want to save at least one of them for late usually.
Yeah. So the girls have a little bit different philosophy. They like to, and I've really allowed them to work things out on their own. I don't call a lot of timeouts. But I think the biggest thing is one, stop momentum of the other team, right? If they've rolled off two or three straight, let's get them off the service line and let's go talk about it. And that maybe, you know, can just be a change of mindset for the server. So we'll use one there to kill momentum on the other team. And then we'll use one late if it's tight to sort of, all right, figure out how we want to finish this game. Where do we want to go for the last 3-4 points?
Anything else to add about strategies or just the game of volleyball?
You know, I think I'm lucky enough to coach in a state that has a lot of great volleyball coaches, and it's fun to talk with them and to learn the game and just to see what other schools are doing. It's always a great opportunity to have some really great coaches, not only in the Little Hawkeye, but just in the state of Iowa in general.
That's been Norwalk Volleyball Coach John Fulton on A Coach's Playbook. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.